Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Yeah, do you like the new toys?
Yeah,
and set dressings.
The Unabomber?
The Unabomber photo fit. Not as I've been making myself look like a real nerd around the office telling people that's not Ted Kaczynski. That's, remember they thought, or someone saw him like at a post office and for, it was like a year, they thought that's what he looked like.
But sure, he's wearing glasses and a hood.
Yeah, so that was, that's like the probably the most famous picture of the Unabomber. Yeah. Ed got these. And then
the books, the Lowers, we have a Chaos.
The Charles Manson book.
Iconic. And we have The Road.
The Road is there.
The greatest book ever
written.
Written.
And a few more moon toys and the JFK picture framed.
Mm-hmm. I start reading a new book. I start reading a book that I got from here. Do you remember they were throwing out a load of books or giving them to charity or something like that and I stole them?
Yeah, they were giving them to charity, yeah.
One about the IRA and how they were funded by the Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah. No red. Thought that was interesting. I'm reading that now. I finished a Tom Crane book. Bring the Tom Crane book in because I fucking love him and I want to get a tattoo of him on my face. What a legend, like.
So after many service interruptions, we're finally going to finish the moon.
It's a long time coming.
It is.
Was this, this is late, isn't it?
Yeah, we're supposed to finish this a couple of weeks ago.
Jesus. Who knew? I mean, of all the deep dives that we've done, this is probably the most straightforward one.
Yeah, it won't be the longest now. I mean, the Manson one was, like in terms of actual podcast length, was much longer. But this went longer than JFK. Didn't see that happening.
No.
No.
But here we are.
Not for landing on the moon.
No.
No.
Or did they?
Come on now.
Oh. Or did they?
That's what we're going to get to today. The last episode, I gave you the rundown on the history of the moon landing conspiracy theories. That drinking club, basically the men, Man Will Never Fly club, remember they met and it was all people who worked for NASA and everything else and they did a piss take. Then there's Bill Kaysing, fellow comes along a few years later and he starts up, first of all as a spoof, then he starts to believe it. He writes this book that becomes the foundational text for all conspiracy theories. More people join, goes on and on. The Stanley Kubrick conspiracy, which we went through last time, which is still great.
The film is brutally
brilliant. Excellent.
I was thinking, instead of me and you getting into combat straight away here,
yeah, right?
Okay.
Leave it till the end.
I'm going to take a different approach.
Oh, and agree with him.
I'm going to ask him, get a bit more perspective on your view.
Okay.
Why do you think the moon landing was faked?
A number of reasons.
Strap yourself in.
Glad you asked.
I mean, I think a good way, a good perspective would be starting from the ground and making our way to the moon itself. And the biggest thing from the ground is that they lost the footage of the moon landing, which is absolutely ridiculous and incredible. There's no footage of the actual moon landing. There's only footage of people filming the footage of the moon landing.
Correct.
And NASA...
Not correct.
That is correct. That is correct. There's no footage of the moon landing. There's only footage... that's why it's all such grainy, shitty footage of
jumping around.
Yeah, Neil Armstrong coming down the ladder is because BBC had their cameras pointed at a projector screen that NASA had at NASA HQ. Eagle?
Houston.
And they had it projected up and BBC were recording the projection because it was fucking pre-recorded. They couldn't have a stream of it. So he was coming down and so all of that footage that they were recorded, that was recorded on the moon is gone. That's gone.
Gonski.
Gone. They lost it. Sorry, the same way they lost JFK's fucking brain. Come on.
It wasn't everything.
Now that's beyond incompetence. Like that is the first red flag. And then, do you want me to keep going or do you want to deal with that one first?
The reason they did that was because the footage was transmitted in slow scan technology or something like that, which TV networks couldn't use.
Womp womp. Me bollocks. How could you not get a stream of that?
Yeah, boy.
So they could only... they obviously had limitations going up to the moon on what they could send up and the camera they sent had to send back signal for the footage in this certain format.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets back to Earth and it doesn't work with TV networks. That's not how they broadcast. So like, what we do? NASA like, well, we'll throw it up on the wall there and you can film it. That's how it worked.
No, because they could even, so first of all,
no,
it's
no.
Very, so the way they would, back then, how they would have sent it was through radio waves for television in black and white. And so even assuming that it could get through the radiation belt, which couldn't be destroyed, the radio waves would be destroyed by then, they could take that transmission and they could give that feed out from their end, from Houston, they could give that feed out. But they didn't. They said, you're not getting the feed. You're recording the screen.
Keeping it.
TV cameras filmed the Apollo 11 moon landing from screens because of the lunar lander's camera signal was transmitted in non-standard low bandwidth format, 10 frames per second and 320 lines.
It's pretty shit.
Commercial television could not read this slow scan television, SSTV, signal. NASA displayed it on a monitor and recorded it with the standard TV camera.
It's like YouTube back in the day.
Yeah.
320p.
Mm.
240. Remember 240p? Oh. Looking at a bunch of squares.
180.
Like watching Minecraft it was.
There's no bandwidth left for the TV signal. So they had to use, the signal was 700 kilohertz and TV broadcast was 5 million hertz. So it was completely incompatible, so that's what they had to do.
So just
fair enough, you reject that, but...
I reject that.
That leads me on to my next question, right? To help me understand where you're coming from.
Okay.
Like, do you believe it was possible they got there, or do you think...
I don't think that astronauts left this planet back then in 1969, for sure. They rushed it, they lied about it to beat the Russians in the sake of democracy, which is not the first or only time that they've lied to the public about something like that for the sake of their power. Do you know what I mean? It's not unlike the United States to do something like that.
No, I wouldn't disagree with that, no. Hey. Like, we know they lied about stuff.
Good. So we agree.
And I mean, yes,
it's a hoax.
There is like, but this, that, like, this is why it has taken off and it continues because there is a plausible motivation to win the space race, and there is
big time.
You know,
there's also a financial, like the hundreds of millions of dollars that were pumped into it.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine just spending all that money and then saying, actually, we can't even leave Earth. Sorry, thanks for the money. Imagine that.
The other side of that is they took a lot of risks. They moved very quickly doing things. Like the Apollo 8 lads who went up and they're kind of going, because they're worried the Russians were going to do a fly around, and the Russians had just sent that turtle up.
Yeah.
And they were kind of panicking, going,
sick bastards.
They get there first and they fly around. Will anyone care if we land if they've already flown around it? So you're all going up just before Christmas.
How did Laika die? How did the dog die? Did they just not fly him back?
I believe she died of the heat.
The heat.
It was probably a pretty horrific death.
Like being locked in a car. Have to leave a window open.
In space. Open a window there, will you?
Can't do that in space.
Right. My last question for
is
you.
Is it mad that, like, my worst concern over all of these episodes is that dog? Like, I just.
No.
That's where my sympathy lies with all of it, is that dog, like, and the turtle. Like, aren't the animals really?
There was a lot of them. There's hundreds of animals that have been sent to space. Lots of dogs.
So, like, fuck the humans?
To an extent.
Yeah, the humans kind of knew what they were getting into.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, dogs didn't have a clue. But
they're rational.
Nice.
They can make decisions for themselves, but animals are...
Mm. Did they put, like, it in a, like, spacesuit?
Don't think so.
What did they strap him in? Hoard in?
I presume so, yeah.
Was he just, I always pictured a dog in a doggy spacesuit.
Pictures I've seen, no doggy spacesuit, no doggy space helmet.
Let us know in the comments if you thought the dog was in a spacesuit.
Joe, is there anything that you could see, read, whatever, any proof that if it was given to you, that would make you believe? Like, is there something that's missing, something you can think, right, if someone could show me that, I would say, yeah.
Is that your motto? I want to believe.
What he wants to believe is the question.
No, I mean, it's one of them things, like aliens, isn't it? People don't believe in aliens. They say, oh, I want to see solid proof. Like, I want to see it with my own two eyes. Like, I want to land on the moon. And if I can go up and land on the moon, then I'll say, all right, okay, it's real. If I can knock on the moon, like a hard piece of
table. It's kind of like space in general. I've never been there, so is it real?
Is it real? Is the Earth flat?
So surely you're doing it yourself.
No, we don't know. Like,
that's a high bar of trust.
Is it less of a leap for you?
Big ego.
You believe in Christmas.
Big ego.
That's less of a leap in imagination than it is for you to believe that somebody was on the moon.
I think crystals are like scientifically factual. Like, there's the hard, solid evidence behind crystals. Like, they operate things like that. They're literally a powerful source of energy on a practical, measurable.
So there is scientific proof that you believe and that would make you believe in crystals. And the proof that you've been given, scientific proof that man was on the moon, it doesn't quite cut it.
There is no scientific proof, though. What scientific proof is there?
The moon rocks.
The moon rocks? It could be any bleeding rocks.
No, they couldn't.
Get down to Bray and pick them up off the beach.
We'll have more on moon rocks later. Yeah. But they couldn't be from anywhere.
You cut through them, it says the word moon in the middle.
They could have came as in an asteroid. They could be asteroid clippings. They went missing. They sent them to Ireland and now they're in a dump somewhere.
Well, the one that got sent to Finglas went missing. I mean, that might be more about Finglas than the moon.
Yeah,
that I believe.
In Darren's nanny's attic.
I'll just add something.
You should start a campaign. Find the Finglas moon rock.
Do you know what? If I was there...
Local hero.
Local hero.
If I was able to go into the rocket ship and if I was able to see them physically going into the spaceship with my eyes and looked at them and then walked away and didn't blink and seen them going up into space, and then even then, like, once they're out in the atmosphere, like, you can't see them, and then you're just relying on Stanley Kubrick's footage. Like, it's really hard to buy it.
Did you watch the Apollo 11 documentary where it has all this footage of every stage you're talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, and you, even though you saw the footage of them from inside the lunar lander as they're landing, from looking out from there,
it's the exact same as Space Odyssey. It's the same footage, it's the same Earth, it's the same angle of Earth, it's the same painting that they used in the backdrop of Space Odyssey. It's crazy.
If I send you a video,
you could do side by side comparison
of special effects experts sitting down and analysing the moon landing footage, would you watch it? And they're analysing it to see, could it be fake footage?
Yeah, I'd watch it.
They look at it and they go, there is no way this can be faked.
Now, what are they looking at? They're looking at this 180p projected onto a wall, recorded with also shit cameras. And they're looking at that and analysing that.
They're looking at the stuff you'll see in the Apollo 11 documentary. All the footage they filmed inside and outside along the journey. Anyway, we'll move on.
Come
on. So, with that high bar of proof required, that we have to send you out to the moon ourselves. I don't know what hope I have for this being productive, but let's hope it's entertaining. We got a comment.
Oh yeah,
on one of the previous episodes that the moon rocks, or I said moon rock, was found to be wood.
Come on then.
What this was, and this is one of the things that gets, you know, there's a grain of truth. So there was a piece of moon rock sent to a museum in Amsterdam. Then they went to test it and they said, no, it's not rock at all. It's petrified wood.
It's Deccan.
And
they try and smoke it in Amsterdam. That's how they test it.
That's a big lump of hash.
And then obviously, you know, people jumped on this and said, well, there you go. It's all a fake. But then they found out it was basically sloppiness. This was not the rock that NASA had given them. It was another artifact entirely. But had been placed in the place where the NASA rock was supposed to be. Supposedly it had gone home to, was it the ambassadors? The real rock had been sitting in the ambassador's house, I think.
Worth a few quid, no? A moon rock?
100%.
Would it be?
Yeah.
Sorry, no. The ambassador had, I think, been telling people that the thing in his house was the moon rock. And then he died and his family were like, oh, here's the moon rock he got from Richard Nixon. And they were like, oh, thank you very much.
And then it was wood?
Pretty embarrassing for his family and him.
Absolutely. That's real embarrassing.
But that's a good one where it's like, you know, it wasn't moon rock. But people then take that and say all the moon rocks are fake.
Yeah. Lawyers.
Which conspiracy do you want to start off with first? One at me. So see if I can help you.
The flag.
If you started from the Earth and then, so we started on Earth and now let's move outside of Earth a little bit to the radiation belt.
Uh-huh.
So
the Van Allen radiation belt.
The Van Allen radiation belt.
Which do exist.
And
they are radiation belts around the Earth.
And we'd be turned into microwave popcorn if you drove through it.
That is not true.
That is.
Microwave popcorn.
Be popping. Our heads would be popping like popcorn.
Butter on it.
If you stayed there for a week, you'd die. But if you went through it in the space of a few hours.
A week.
Yeah. If you hung around in a week, it is radiation.
Yeah.
It could kill you. but you'd have to stay there for a very long time. And
why aren't they dying?
They would purposely choose the route that would pass through the thinnest layer of radiation, and they would not hang around.
Well, at the very least, you'd have like a boil or something, or you'd have cancer, or you'd have something. You're going through a radiation belt, and it's wide, man.
So you'd boil.
You'd have a boil.
Like, how do you know Neil Armstrong didn't come back with boils?
You'd at least get a boil.
You'd have piles, man.
And maybe they did, but Neil Armstrong famously didn't talk about a lot of stuff. So
you get piles from sitting on cold walls and also trying to go to space.
Yeah. If you could be convinced that the Van Allen radiation belt is one that people could pass through without dying, would that bring you closer? Because that seems to be the one you come back to a lot.
I think that's a big one. So we have the fake footage, we have the last footage, and then we have the Van Allen belt.
Can I just say for the record that he has not proved faked. The last footage, they did lose it, but again, they lost Doctor Who and they lost JFK's brain. But people lost things.
They didn't lose things. They intentionally lost things because it was the CIA and the FBI intentionally lying to the public.
But also, it's just a small piece of the footage. There's loads of footage. As I said, it's like Apollo 11 documentary, but also NASA archives, NASA website. There's tons of the stuff you can watch.
Was J. Edgar Hoover the CIA, the man in charge of the CIA at this time, the same person that was in charge of the CIA during JFK's brain going missing?
Don't believe so.
Are you sure about that? That's worth a little Google there.
I don't know when JFK's brain
went
missing.
He was corrupt to the fucking core, and you wouldn't put anything past that fucker.
I'm not putting anything past the CIA. They were doing MK Ultra and all that weird stuff.
Yeah.
What was that one? Operation Midnight Climax.
Yeah. Yes.
They were behind two-way mirrors drinking cocktails. I believe that's in our MK Ultra episode.
Yeah, he was director of the FBI until 1972.
There you go, Joe.
Serving a total of 48 years, leading both the BOI, the Bank of Ireland, and the FBI under eight presidents. Fucking hell.
He was in charge of America. He was the leader of America for 48 years. He was the epitome of a dictator and a corrupt, sick dictator at that as well. So, I can't remember what brought me to that. But it was saying that they were capable of lying. And it's not just the Van Allen belt. Oh yeah, you were talking about the lost tapes. It's no coincidence that the lost tapes went missing and that the brain went missing and that lots of other files went missing. And they were doing Watergate at the time as well. He was the one that was tapping into people's phones. He's a sick, twisted
I don't think
man.
Hoover had anything to do with Watergate.
He did. That's where he left in 1972.
Sorry, was that not... Anyway.
Did he not die?
Is the brain connected to the missing moon tapes?
Well, I think the same people behind the missing brain is behind the missing moon tapes.
They're all just robbing them.
Yeah, it's just people taking stuff home.
Destroying the evidence, burning the evidence.
People taking mementos home and, you know.
It's so, outside of the Van Allen belt, will we get to the moon then? Or do you want to dispute that one?
Just the Van Allen radiation belt. Another thing about that, there's a big claim that they couldn't bring film, like actually the physical reels film. They couldn't bring anything like that through the radiation belt because it would have destroyed them.
Yeah.
This is all based off one claim by a conspiracy theorist who he said he did his test and wouldn't have worked and all this. But when you look at what he actually did, he exposed film to radiation levels far, far higher than the Van Allen radiation belt. But that then, that little piece of information with that context removed, that snowballs like loads of stuff we heard in the last episode. And then people almost treat it as fact. It's just impossible to bring film all the way up to the moon because it gets destroyed. It's not though. Right, next one. Past the Van Allen radiation belt.
Well, we'll get to the moon then.
The moon itself. Let's go.
The moon itself.
Is it real? Is it not real?
Let's talk about the footprint. The footprint on the moon dust. The moon sand.
Well, it was from a spacesuit, wasn't it? That was different to...
The spacesuit that they walked on the moon is in a museum in Texas. And that spacesuit, if you look at the feet of it, is flat. It has smooth. The footprint has grooves in it, like lions, large lions. The shoes that they were wearing, it didn't have lions in it.
That spacesuit that's in the museum is the one they are wearing, like, on the spaceship. Then they put on moon boots for walking on the moon.
So they put boots on their boots? Why would they do that?
All the preparation.
Like putting wellies on your...
No, we've talked for a few hours now, but...
yeah.
All the detailed preparation NASA did. They were probably thinking, let's make special shoes for walking outside.
Put them on display in the same museum then. Or did they go missing?
I don't think so.
Where are they?
Finglas. I feel like I'm going to stumble across all of this one day in Finglas.
We have to go.
I'm just going to walk into a room randomly in Finglas and see all of this astronaut shit.
If I was you, I'd be going out to the Dunsink Observatory every weekend looking for aliens in the sky.
They'd know that I'm onto them, though.
That's true.
People in suits would start turning up, saying, go on home there.
You're fat first.
Does anyone even know what that context is?
So out of context. So out of context.
No one's even. It's like you just called me a fat virgin.
Back me up, Ed. Back me up. Brother.
The iconic moon boots, lunar overshoes, worn during the 1969 Apollo 11 mission were used on the lunar surface on the Sea of Tranquility. They acted as protective galoshes over the astronauts' standard pressure suits, but the original boots were discarded on the moon to save weight.
Womp womp.
So they left
them. Womp womp.
Boots saving.
I don't think we'll take our shoes off and leave them here. Fuck them.
We did talk about how they stood at the edge of the lunar lander and just chucked loads of stuff out, including bags of poo.
Not that bleeding shoes that walked on the moon.
They had to shed weight.
That's a lot. They brought rocks on. They brought moon rocks on. Bring on a little pair of galoshes.
They probably went, what do we want more?
Galoshes.
Bring back your old shoes.
A moon rock.
Or the moon rocks.
Galoshes.
Finglas needs a moon rock. Is it not logical?
Not really.
Why would you bring back, if you're trying to shed weight and dump everything, and they did, well, unless they concocted it. If it's a fake, it's a very detailed story.
You wouldn't take your shoes off at the edge of the lander and throw them off. You just keep them on and shut the door. Like, you wouldn't be thinking, I'll take off my galoshes.
Before they went up, NASA were going, we need to lose a certain amount of weight to get back up to Michael Collins there, taxiing around above you. So dump all the stuff you can. And here's the list of things to dump, because you won't need these again.
There's no gravity up there. I don't think we'll lose our shoes and that'll save the weight. That's what's going to lift us off.
I mean,
we were still just holding hands there.
That was nice. That was lovely. That was like
interesting moment. I think Owen's frustration is coming through his fingers.
And it's not frustration.
He's drumming them like this.
No, I was tapping.
He was tapping there.
He's squeezing my ankles with his. It's weird.
Darren, what do you think?
Kicking Ed's shins here.
What do you think they're throwing their shoes off at the moon landing? Before they close the doors.
I think specifically just like launching their shoes and just being like, we don't need this. Well, like, I feel like they probably maybe just got a pile of shit and just went, ugh. It could be the explanation.
Logically, that would be the stuff they won't need again.
Do you think they even had shoes? Do you think they even had galoshes? Like, what? Like,
yeah, they're even up there. Were they even up there?
They're going up there in bleeding football boots just in case.
Right.
There were studs on the fucking moon, weren't they?
Yeah. Astro
print was Astro Astro football boots, indoor football boots.
If it was faked, right, it's all a big hoax. Mm-hmm. And let's say it's Stanley Kubrick or whoever, and they're filming on a soundstage, and that's a big operation, you know. Not to mention all the other stuff that's been going on. 400,000 people worked on the Apollo mission. Now, obviously, they all wouldn't have had to know. Plenty of people could have been working on stuff that would not be relevant. Very complicated, and there's never been any proof of it being fake. As far as I'm aware, there's not one single bit of proof that goes, here is, you know, evidence from...
I'm giving you solid evidence.
No, you're giving questions about the official story. You're not giving proof.
You're just going, nyeh.
Yeah.
Come on. They took their boots off on
the
moon.
My case, Your Honour.
But there's no other piece of proof, which means they've left nothing behind. So whoever pulled this off, they're good. Right, they concocted this story. Like...
I think that's astronauts. I think that's sloppy as fuck.
All the astronauts' biographies, all the hundreds, thousands of interviews they've done, they've always stuck to the same story, perfectly scripted, every bit of the way.
Yeah, we landed it's on all the moon.
But there's detail, incredible detail. I mentioned Michael Collins' book, 300 or 400 pages long, goes into great detail about every step of the way. Anyway, so these people are that good, they can pull that off. And they didn't think to leave those boots on the suit when they sent it to the Earth Museum. They're like, so close. So almost a 10 out of 10.
It's that and everything else. It's that and everything else. The video footage of the movement is such, I mean, you can nearly see the strings on their suits. Like if you lash up the, and people have done this, if you lash up the...
Exposure.
The exposure. You can nearly see the fucking strings that are bouncing around on and stuff.
Nearly?
Nearly.
Yeah.
Can you? Like,
with the movement. And then if you speed up the movements as well, you can kind of, it just looks so...
Oh, I'm on the moon.
Yeah. Like the movement is so, and they fall on the ground and then they just kind of pull, they just kind of float back to their feet. Like, it's so dodgy looking.
It is.
Really, really so dodgy looking.
It is 1/6 gravity in a vacuum, so it doesn't behave at all like Earth, so it's going to look weird.
Yeah, but when they fall down, like one of them, they fell down on their face. Why and then they just kind of leaned backwards and they just came back to their feet. I'm like, gas me arse, man.
If you were pulling people on strings, would there be any kind of like sign of the strings pulling them? Like, would, and like people, I imagine, have analysed this under microscopes every split second of that footage.
Yeah, yeah.
They still haven't found like kind of, oh, the corner of the spacesuit, you can see it getting tugged or...
Well, the only footage that's available is the footage from cameras filming a wall that's projecting the screen. So it's really...
How many times
are
you going to go over this? They've got all the other footage.
They don't have the footage from the moon. They don't have any of that.
Yes, they do.
All that footage went missing. That's all gone. They're all gone.
Not all of them. Also, oh, the moon, lunar surface, all that, the way the dust falls.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird because it's in on the moon. That's
even why does it even have dust? It's not like it's old, is it? It's like old and has dust all over it. It's a vacuum.
And
boilers now.
The technology was not around in those days to film something, because you'd have to slow it down. Is it 30 frames per second? So to film with that many frames per second using physical film would have required, I think, a few miles worth of film, because they were up there for 144 minutes. In that amount of it, you would see, as you did with any reels of film, you would see, you know, those little blotches, hairs, imperfections. And none of that's ever shown up as well. If it was filmed on Earth in real time and then slowed down, that technology didn't exist to film something of that duration in 1969. Obviously, NASA could have had very fancy secret technology, but the estimate I read was it would have been something like 3,000 times more advanced than publicly known the best slow motion camera. I'm not the man to speak to about film technology, but it would have been a hell of an ask to get over 2 hours of footage and then slow it down.
Kubrick did it.
In one go?
In Space Odyssey.
But did he do it in one go? One unbroken?
No, he stopped recording and started rolling again. Like
the only person that can do that is that Stephen Graham program.
Yeah, yeah.
Adolescence.
Yeah. The rocks had C on it, the letter C on it, which is like the sign of a prop, a studio prop.
One rock had a C on it in pictures, but it's not on the negatives, the originals. It's on reproductions, which, when I mean, it's probably just a hair. Go to the NASA archives and say, can I see the original of that? And they show you the negative and there is no C on that rock.
Yeah.
Again, if these people were that good, would they leave behind the rock with the prop department label on it?
I mean, do you really trust NASA?
See, I could say anything, couldn't I? Like, yeah, no matter. Yeah, like, yeah. Do you want to talk about the flag?
I don't know them that enough to trust them.
I've lied about a bunch of stuff, and then yeah, I mean,
there's very few people I trust.
Jeez, I hope you're never testifying against me in court. I've done all sorts of shit. I couldn't possibly go into detail.
I like that. You brush hair, right? Like,
what hair?
Like I'm just some.
He took his pubes out one day.
Stuck them to a rock.
Stuck them to a rock.
And told us that this is the rock from the moon.
From Jurassic Park.
All the evidence I'm giving you, you're just kind of, you're just dismissing it.
You're not giving any evidence.
I am. There was loads of everything that I've said there, I think is pretty noteworthy. It's noteworthy.
It's noteworthy.
The C on the, it wasn't on the original. I'm like, come on, man. It's not, it's there's letter C on the rock. And they threw their space boots, but meh.
But it's not on the negative. But that means nothing to you. You just don't trust
NASA.
The flag. Come on, let's talk about the flag.
Right, the flag. Okay, the flag. I know we talked about this last week, but we're getting into it again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But the flag.
It's the biggest one.
It sways back and forth. I understand that it's on a pole and momentum will shift it. But it will shift it one way and then it will recenter itself because of gravity. But it will never shift itself one way and then flap to the other way and then flap back again and go in different motions, like the middle of it going in and out. It's waving. It's the flag is not just recentering itself, it's flapping.
So this is the argument that probably the most famous one. You can see the flag waving in the wind and it does look like that, and the, you know, explanation, the official version of it is, as they forced it in, because they forgot to bring a hammer, as they forced the flagpole into the ground, the motion from Aldrin Armstrong's hands pushed off the flag, it moved. It's a vacuum, so there's nothing to slow it down, so it goes a lot longer than it would on Earth, and then it rested. Also, because it had been crumpled up on the way to the moon, they just stuffed it in somewhere.
And they bought it for
had an extra look of being waving. My question to you is, if there's wind, again, I'll go back to sloppy on the part of these master deceivers that they didn't retake that shot. Did nobody go, whoa, 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 you got a bit of wind going on there. But if there was wind, why is that the only time the flag is waving? In the other 2 hours of footage, lots of the flag, it's sitting perfectly still, not moving a millimetre.
I've watched it. They walk away from the flag and it's still waving. It's not because they're moving it with their hands. It's waving in the wind.
But like 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, it doesn't move again. Why not? Yeah. If that wind is there, why is it stopped moving? Because that would kind of lend itself to the idea that it moved first because they had pushed it in and it had a bit of momentum.
It does wave.
Someone was outside the studio, left the door open, having a smoke.
Yeah.
A long smoke.
A little bit of air conditioning.
And they said they'd come back and reshoot it, but then it was 2 hours later and they forgot and they had to fake the boots.
It's too late now, lads.
What else can we talk about? Any other favourites?
The flag is a good one. I mean, you can just... another one is there's no stars in the sky. I know that we kind of touched on it, but... And you're saying, like, oh, it's because of... You know, if you're in a bright city, then you can't see the stars. But there's no atmosphere on the moon. So the sky should be lit up. You shouldn't be able to even see black. It should just be nothing but stars.
It is daytime on the moon, again, remember? I know we had a big argument about if the moon has day or night last time.
Wherever daytime ends on the moon. Yeah, the sun is hitting the sun is hitting on the moon.
There were stars there.
Would there be clouds surrounding the moon and stuff?
No atmosphere.
Nothing?
No air.
So if you're standing on the moon, you can see Earth?
Yeah.
You're just standing there and you're looking at Earth.
And it's a lot bigger than the moon appears to us, which is pretty cool.
Because the Earth's bigger.
That's insane. That is mad, isn't it?
That's a photograph of it there.
I was just thinking, like, is there any kind of something surrounding it that you, like, is blurring your vision to see Earth and that's only taken on a camera?
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And you can't see stars, apparently.
Why is there no stars?
Daytime is part of the reason, but the big reason is that they had to turn up the exposure on the cameras. It doesn't pick up the stars because of the sunlight.
But
camera settings.
But it was daytime.
Looks like nighttime in that though. Because it's in space, I suppose. It always just looks nighttime. Yeah.
That's why I don't understand the daytime, nighttime thing on the moon. Because the same side of the moon is constantly facing the Earth.
Mm.
Man, I was down in...
To go up.
I was in Cardi. And the moon was there and the sun was there. And I was thinking, what's on the other side of the Earth? What is Australia saying right now?
Mm.
Do you ever get that?
I feel like...
What are you saying?
I feel like you see the moon everywhere you are.
I don't remember seeing the sun being, as a kid, at 3 o'clock in the day. 3 o'clock in the day in the moon.
The moon.
The moon and the sun, side by side.
You saying you've seen it in the day?
Yeah.
Side by side?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen the moon during the day.
Oh, you go out now and the moon and be up there in the sky? The moon's up there.
I must have never looked. Must have been looking for it.
It was stolen in Finglas.
We see it all the time.
No.
So what's Australia saying?
Oh, we're hogging everything.
The wheelbarrow. The stars. You know the wheelbarrow stars.
Isn't that weird? A Papua New Guinea, that's like literally on the 180. If you go 180 around from the Earth... There's like a bunch of islands going in there, South Georgia, going down by Argentina and stuff like that. What the fuck are they seeing?
The moon.
No, because the moon's over there. We can see the moon.
Ah, they just turned their head and see it.
They'd have to look around here.
Just move a few trees out of the way and just like look over.
I don't know. People were laughing at me when I was saying it. I felt like a lunatic, but I don't know. Somebody needs to explain that one to me.
I think it warrants explanation. I'm not going to try and explain it.
Thank you.
I can't believe you've never seen the moon during the day.
I probably have. I'm not thinking about it. I'll go out and see it now and I'll be like, oh yeah, I've seen that before.
I'll freak it out. Jesus Christ. When did the moon not go away this morning? Be just there the whole time.
What about the man on the moon?
Yep. That's his craters. His face.
The face. Have you ever seen the face?
Yeah.
It's scary.
It's mad.
The man on the moon will get you.
It's mad. So no stars. That's yep. that's a big one for me now.
It's a great photo though.
All right. Again, yeah, it's because the
half
cameras were adjusted. If they had turned it up, the exposure to get the stars, everything else would have just been like a bright, blurry blob.
But the boys were even saying they couldn't see any stars. That's what they said. So they were trying to back up the story that, oh, it's just you can't
see. It's because Earth is really bright. And it just fades the stars because you're so focused on how bright Earth is.
Part of it is the Earth is very bright, and that leads to more light on the moon. And the Earth is much brighter to the moon than the moon is to us.
The Earth just looks like 100% ocean.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
It's a lot. It's 80% ocean.
Yeah. We're all just kind of sitting
here. Well, it just looks 100% out. It's like there's no other colour other than just white.
Gazing in great contemplation at this Earthrise picture. This
conversation.
This isn't childish. We've done things way more childish than
I just said that I've never seen the moon during the day.
That's pretty childish. What else am I going to say? I don't know. All the stuff we could go through.
What about the lunar takeoff?
Yeah, what about it?
Come on.
Yeah, what about it?
It looks weird.
That's Apollo 15 or 16.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
That wasn't Apollo 11.
Of course it looks weird. It's on the moon.
I want to go.
And didn't it? What did it done something to the flat? Did it? Obviously, it blew the flag over.
I thought you were going to say it done something to the flats. Made us all mad in the flats when they went to the moon. It was a ghost in my house, no?
It looks strange. It does look like it's pulled up on strings, but again, no vacuum, there's no resistance, it doesn't move through air. So it's going to look very, very different. Once it gets a little jolt, up it goes, and it keeps going.
So you pushed it up. So such a little effort. Such a little effort to get that off the ground, yet they were like, here, get rid of the boots. Lose the boots. It'll weigh us down. The boots will weigh us down.
What about the idea that the Russians would have told on them if they'd faked it?
What do you mean told on them?
If they had faked it, if they'd just gone up and done a lap, hung around the back for a while. And well,
how would
back.
They know? How would they have? How would they know?
Because they monitored on it. They were watching them the whole way. They could follow the signals.
Yeah, but you couldn't see if there was a lander coming off and going onto the moon and shit.
I believe they could. They could tell to a pretty close degree. They could tell what they were up to.
The
and
Russians,
not just them. There were something like 18, 20, maybe more sites, whether they were ships or observatories around the world that were tracking it as well. And each of them had a lot of people working in them. So each of them were watching it go all the way up.
Do you not think it's harder to believe that they did land on the moon?
Well, I think that comes down to, I suppose,
like how much of an incredible feat it was in 1969. Let's, you know, I'm taking off me tinfoil hat here for a second, but
Put it back on.
In 1969, for them to get to the moon, how hard that would have been.
Yeah.
How incredibly, incredibly hard and incredibly expensive and nearly impossible.
Yeah.
Yet they did it and they pulled it off.
It was
like, that's so hard to believe that.
And I think if you choose to believe it, or if you accept, you know, all the stuff I've told you, it's almost like what's your faith in humanity in a way? Do you believe people, whether for Cold War reasons or whatever, but you believe people when they really put the mind who could actually achieve something?
What was the odds on them actually doing it?
When they being started off? I don't know.
Slim.
Very, very slim, like.
Wasn't there a NASA report? We talked about this in the previous one. A NASA report in like 1963 or 4. They gave themselves a 5% chance. Oh, when they started off, they were kind of going, this is a long shot.
Because it was even to land. Never mind getting back off the moon. Attaching back to, they've never done that in
space.
I'd
like to hear Ed's opinion.
I think if you're talking odds here, I know what you're saying, that the odds of them, it actually having happened, are slim.
In one shot, hole in one, like.
All of that, right?
Yeah.
You factor all of that in. The XG on the moon landing, but if you also put the XG on the fact that there's so many thousands of people involved in this from A to Z, over countless countries and organizations, and as Owen just mentioned, the fact that the Russians were keeping an eye on this, it would have been in their great favor for it to be fake. Not one person has come out with any credible insight or inside scoop.
Only a man with a book.
Only one mad fucker with a book has come out and gone.
There's always a mad fuck with a book.
The odds on that are even greater than the odds on it actually having happened.
But again, his book didn't.
Which I was another one though.
Remember, you know what
I
mean?
I just think, plus, I think it's easy and more fun to doubt it.
Let's go back to 1968, and they say we're doing it. We're going to the moon. We're going to land on the moon. Imagine being alive in 1968 and say they think they're going to fucking land on the moon and walk on the moon and get off and survive. You'd say not a snowflake's chance in hell, because it's fucking impossible. It's impossible.
To the layman, yeah, like it was the stuff of fairy tales. You know what I mean? But you have to understand the consciousness around the moon was almost like a mythical.
I mean, like,
to put a man's foot on that moon was just beyond most people's ken.
Like, yeah,
but for NASA and the physicists and the engineers and the mechanical people behind all this, it was technically possible.
Well, Lester won the lake.
There we go. So,
yeah, you have to remember as well, like, the size of the effort. Hundreds of thousands of people, the whole machinery of the United States just dedicated towards this, because they did think it was possibly the fate of humanity at stake, not because they actually wanted to go to the moon, because they had to beat Soviets and they thought this is our best shot. But I think that's where it does, yeah, if you don't believe it, there's a certain cynicism about, you know, what people can achieve if they want to, because it shouldn't have been possible.
What about that REM song?
If you believe, they poured a man on the moon.
Proof that was needs people.
Man on the moon.
Is that what that was about?
Yep.
So they don't believe it. REM don't believe it.
That was about Andy Kaufman.
No, it wasn't. It was about the moon landing.
There's 382 kilos of moon rocks got brought back. They can't fake moon rocks.
And they got rid of how heavy were them boots that they had to get rid of?
I'm not talking about the boots anymore.
They were from shoes on.
Right.
Clarks.
The Japanese and the Indians and a few others have sent up probes in the last 10 years or so, and they've taken pictures of the moon landing sites. They're still there.
Oh yeah.
The flags, the footprints, it's there on the moon.
Preserved, just preserved.
The legs of...
Is it fine?
The lunar lander, those legs that were left behind, they are still there.
Is it all grand like?
It's all sitting there. Yeah, because there's nothing to do like...
No moisture to... Yeah,
nothing to decompose.
So it's just like the same way it was left there.
The flag from Apollo 11 is still falling over. The others are all standing up.
I think someone's up, going up there doing a bit of maintenance on it all.
Yeah, Apollo 12.
I feel like
dressing the set.
At what point does the cover story become more complicated than actually landing on the moon?
I'm just joking around. I do believe that they landed on the moon.
Hey, we got one. Yeah. Ooh, got one.
Ah, come on.
Press the buzzer.
It's too easy. It's easy to believe it. It's easy to believe it.
The JFK one, I feel, is completely different.
I think it's easy to disbelieve it. Because all you have to do is go, yeah.
Yeah, it is easy to disbelieve it. It's easier.
In the face and the facts that it's much harder to attain that Owen has presented to you. And if you want to talk about cinematically, Stanley Kubrick, notorious, almost psychotic in his level of detail. And you're saying all these, he, of all the directors that have ever lived, will let all this sloppiness go. Kubrick, who would record 990 or 150 takes.
It wasn't his incompetence. It wasn't his incompetence.
That he would go, Kubrick in his life never went, fuck it, it'll do. Never once.
He didn't. It walked. He filled a nation.
No, he didn't. Because then he's left it wide open for this crack.
He left the door open while someone was having a smoke and the flag waved.
Nah. He wasn't. It was there.
He forgot to put the stars
of all the directors.
Only at the telling you.
It was like, it could be so. If you go like that, then you can make a like, you know, you can make a flame move if you wave your hands. Like, do you know what I mean? If you wave air, you wave air. It doesn't have to be an open door. And it could be just someone sneezing.
What do you think? The general point. Like, it would have been sloppiness, wouldn't it? They left the sea on the rock.
Stanley Kubrick didn't put the fake costume in the museum. Do you know? Stanley Kubrick didn't create the Van Allen belt. He just created the images. The images look good. The images look all right.
In fairness, it was Van Allen.
He put it there.
Don't take it away from him.
So they got pictures of the moon and all the stuff is still there.
I believe that, yeah. I believe that.
How did it get there?
Apollo 12. I think Apollo 12 went up.
So Apollo 12 brought an extra set of lunar lander legs to dump it there.
Just gonna Google that.
What?
Why would Apollo 12
Google
latest sight of moon landing? Just to see if there's photos. Did people take photos recently up there? When was the last time?
I think Apollo 2009 12? Was the first time they got them. The Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter or something it was called. So Apollo 12 was only like a few months after Apollo 11. So.
Few months?
Mm, they did, what, 6 or 7, and they were done and dusted in 3 years. Out the gap.
But you believe in 12, but you don't believe in 11.
Actually, no, because the footage of 12 is the one where the people are falling down and then bouncing back up. Apollo 12 is actually the one with the ropiest footage.
Oh, here we go. You've got yourself now.
56 years ago, what's left?
5 seconds ago, Joe. Don't believe him.
It's not fucking fine. It's in the Jocka.
That's probably is it there, though?
Why didn't he float? When they went back, Apollo 12, why didn't they go to Tranquility Grove?
They'd already gone there.
We wanted to go to a different part of the empty moon.
Different moon rocks, different craters. They thought they'd find other stuff elsewhere. The Sea of Tranquility was picked because they thought it'd be easy to land, which they were wrong about. But they picked that because it was, let's just get up.
You like the moon? Back.
Do I like the moon? That's all right, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of the moon in general?
I like it more now after this. Although I'm worried it's going to start reminding me of Joe.
Every time we look at the moon, you're just going to see Joe's face.
Yeah, Joe's, the man in the moon is Joe.
When I look at Uranus.
Do you like the moon?
Not really.
Do you know?
It's thought? Grand. Like, it doesn't bother me.
Would you rather it wasn't there?
I'd rather it was there. Like, we need it, don't we? But it's just a bit like the rest of it, isn't it? The whole of space just
interesting.
Off, like.
Interesting.
It's very interesting, but it's just like, cool, nice one.
I was going to say to you earlier, something you said about, about there being nothing between, like no atmosphere between us and the moon, so you can just see directly there. If you were to drop something in space, whatever, and it starts and give the slightest nudge.
Your phone.
Say you dropped your phone out the window in space and you give it a little nudge and it'll just keep going forever.
Not on the moon.
No, not on the moon.
In space, yeah.
Space, yeah. Outer space.
Like halfway between.
Until something arrives with gravity to pull it in, but it'll just.
Well, what would arrive with gravity to pull it in?
Planet. I
mean, I'm just saying that.
An asteroid. Asteroids. Even asteroids have their own gravity pull.
It'd take me phone.
Yeah.
My iPhone 17 Pro Max 512 gigabyte.
Yeah, yeah. And it'd travel. But even then, the asteroid would just travel forever until it hits something.
So you're telling me my phone would be just floating forever and ever and ever?
Just straight line forever.
Well, not forever, because it has to end somewhere.
Well, we don't know that.
Has to.
No, nope. Yeah.
Has to.
That's the thing.
It just hits a wall.
Yeah, it just goes bump.
The Truman Show.
Alarms go off and all. They're on to us. Then they come out behind the door and they're all like, fuck. Mm.
They're not sure.
Stop the simulation. Stop the simulation.
Is it a big loop or is it still expanding, the universe? Don't know.
I'd love to just jump in a spacesuit and just jump really fast and just see where I end up in 100 years.
I'd like to go up when I'm like 80. If I live to then, just be like, I'm going up. I want to go up and I just want to flow. I'd go up in a heartbeat.
Would you?
Do a vlog or something. Get a few reels over. What's up and all?
I'm in space, floating around. That's I'd love to do that. You know when the airplane stops and falls and you're in 0G? So that'd be fun.
You could do the Simpsons hunky dories where, you know, where Homer's floating and then just chomping up crisps.
Dum-dum-dum-dum. And that's from
you charge film. Double for that.
Space Odyssey, yep.
So I only found out that song was from there.
You gonna have Papa Ed for making a Simpsons reference? Or?
I was going to, yeah. So always comes in. That one now where you think you're getting away with it and then bam.
Owen texted to me earlier to bring it up.
That's not true.
Well, I knew he would.
is there a glimmer of doubt in your mind?
For me, nope. But I would say not that long ago, I remember the first time I heard about the Van Allen radiation belts. I did think to myself, and I thought the person telling this story was credible. Turns out they weren't. But I did think to myself, now, if that's true. Now, I then went and looked it up and I trusted the information from good sources. But I can 100% see why people would doubt it. Because it's so much. If you try and explain the physics of everything, every little bit we've talked about, and the other side of the argument is, yeah, but look at the flag waving. That's a much easier argument, much more seductive argument. It's a lot harder to explain. And it is very easy to believe that it was not possible because the people who did it didn't know if it would be possible. You know?
Yeah.
So I can totally understand why people do doubt it. But I don't at all. I wouldn't have a shred of it because I've read a few bits and watched a few bits and that and I'm kind of going, this all adds up. This makes sense. It's very impressive.
Yeah, it makes sense if you buy it. Yeah. You know?
I believe I've laid my case for... I give up. Okay.
I was always going to come.
Not doing this again. Not doing this again.
This is always... Do you believe... Is there a shadow of doubt in your mind that...
There'd be more doubt than own.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a chance I can win you.
Yeah. I'm not going to be torn now. But no, there'll be more doubt than own would have. Just the flag stuff and all.
Mm.
The boots.
The boots.
Yeah, it's still like... There's still... I like the idea that it could... Mightn't have happened.
Yeah. Shadows going in different directions is a big one.
I do believe it did happen, but like, I like to have that little bit of a thought where I'm like, maybe it didn't.
Ed, is there a...
That's what I think is at the base of all this, is that what Darren just summed it up beautifully, is that people enjoy not believing in it.
Yeah.
It's good crack. Like, it's good to go, come on.
After a few points,
the alternative is much more fun, the boring truth.
Yeah.
I think that drives a lot of it.
For the truth to be as impressive and exciting a story, you kind of have to get your head around things like how many Jack Russells does Saturn V weight? And all those things we talked about.
Yeah, we have to get to the bottom of that.
All those things, how they did the landing and the lunar lander was such a ridiculously incredible, the computer, all that stuff. You really have to kind of start getting your head around all that for the original, the true story to be as kind of... I suppose exciting and interesting as...
You nearly slipped up there, saying, calling it the original story.
I just want to, just for the record as well, Darren, you were saying something earlier about with JFK, you were saying you would have had much more doubt. You can listen back to JFK episodes. I was very open to the idea, and still am, that there was more to that than we would be led to believe.
That's one that I would be more like leaning on the fence completely with.
Yeah, I'm not automatically taking the official version of events at all.
Even with the moon landing?
No, with the moon landing, I am, but I feel like I've looked at it and I've satisfied myself.
Because of all the foils.
JFK is different, though.
With JFK.
It's all connected.
Anyway.
JFK was only a few years before the moon landing. Let's not forget.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was his whole idea, wasn't it?
What does the listener think? I want to know.
Yeah, actually. Let us know in the comments. Do you think... Apollo 11 landed on the moon, or if any of the Apollos landed on the moon, let us know in the comments on Spotify.
Thanks everyone for sitting through all that.
Yeah.
Hope you had fun. I had fun recording it.
I did. I like the deep dives.
I love talking about the moon and space in general.
No, I don't.
Your favourite thing, actually.
I keep meaning to tell you, but I have to go back and watch again. It's a great YouTube video. Explained how huge, massive parts of space, there's nothing. Not as in like,
that with a smile?
Not empty space, nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
Billions of light years to cross them. There's nothing there.
You should try explain
space
dark
is more
matter.
Empty.
You should try explain dark matter to Darren.
Yeah. Space is more empty than filled with things. I can't quite get my head around it. I was watching it going, I need to watch this again, figure out what exactly they're saying, and then tell Darren Conway. I will try and do that.
That's just a bit fucking spiteful.
Sorry, it wasn't intended to be spiteful.
It's like, I'm going to tell him, so he's going to take like
leave
6 months off, 6 months away from the podcast.
That was good. Thanks, Alan, for doing all the research.
Yes. Great.
Who else
was
involved?
That
we give a shout out to
Ed.
Hey, thanks, Ed.
Owen. 1,000% Owen.
Yeah. You googled a couple of things during that.
That was a team effort.
Thanks, Ed, for sitting at the computer.
No. There's Stephen Dwyer helped out with the research. Andrew did all the videos. Ed. The old production.
Just Ed.
Just Ed.
Thanks, Ed, for being here.
Mark on the socials. Yeah, loads of people chipped in.
Ah, but Owen,
Pam as well.
The Kubrick of the whole thing.
Staged it all.
Wouldn't it be great if this was just some performance art piece?
Is it not?
I'm just an actor.
I don't think you're real.
And I've been documenting this whole thing with you two. And one day I will release like...
Years?
Like the walls will just fall down and there will be a massive audience and it's all been...
Truman Show, look.
Truman Show, yeah.
I'd love that. I think that would...
Percentage
like,
chance it's true?
Much zero. I'd have seen the science.
The strings.
He's looking.
Especially in my line of work.
All right.
Okay.
Normal service resumes after this.
Back
no more
talk about yo-yos. Yeah. I always say that, don't
Pokemon they? Cards. How is your Pokemon cards now?
No, cut it out.
It's bad, man.
Is it?
No.
Taking a dip?
It's going well. It's still going well.
Oh, I seen a big queue outside Smith's for a drop.
When?
Last week. Sometime.
Geeks. Wrap it up.
Okay, well, Dawn, thank you very much And we'll talk to you next week
on the Stala podcast. Oh, will you just stall it?
Bird.
Little house hatcher.
Oh, not really in the mood. We'll stall it for the crack.
For the crack.
Okay. Will you stop it, Ed?